Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org. And now I'd like to introduce our inspirational speaker for today, licensed practitioner Sean A.B. Larkin.
So what is a practitioner? Someone that thinks they know? This is not our movement. The most important phrase in our movement is that we are centers for spiritual living. We are not centers for spiritual talking, spiritual lecturing, spiritual arrogance. You can hop on social media and find these things in abundance in our culture. And if you read our people's histories, it is abundant throughout history. Many are the people that claim spiritual knowledge. Few are the people that embody a spiritual presence. And this is the essence of a practitioner. Is we practice spiritual living, knowing that we are imperfect, but knowing that perfection can move through us. This is the essence. It is a calling, it is a way of being, and it is a path of profound humility. Because daily it is our commitment to say, I am on high watch for this place, for this time, for these people, for this planet, for this dance of creation. And I'm here to actually help it be better. And I'm so bold to say, I want to help other people make it better. So in a sense, we're professional spiritualists. And in this practicing of spiritual living, we anchor ourselves in what in science of mind we call the God qualities. Light, love, peace, truth, unity. These absolute ideals that when we feel them in the present moment, those are those times where we go, wow, you know, that dinner was just perfect. Oh, the symphony we went to, that just elevated me. You know, I didn't know if I had it in me, but I picked up the phone when that person called, and I'm so glad I did, because something spoke through me to that person on the phone, and they got what they needed. Being a practitioner means we say yes. And what I used to tell my patients at the treatment facility, something happens when you say yes to service. I might reach in my pocket and go, oh no, I think I'm a little short. But if I say yes to be of spiritual service, by the time my hand is out here, it's overpouring. Because something happens when we give. Something happens when we say yes to service. And anyone that's been a practitioner, that has done sessions, that has said yes in those moments will tell you, it wasn't me. It was the thing that moved through me. I was witnessing. And we're trained to be in that state of witnessing, to know it's not me, it's the divine that moves through me to that person. Because it's also them. The person listening to this message right now, the person in that practitioner session that is saying yes to, I want to do better, I want to be more. Spiritual mind treatment is at the essence of what a practitioner does. And as Reverend Larry, who got me into practitioner training, once said, a good treatment is 5 sentences. It's just 5 sentences. A great treatment might be more. It could also be less. God is all there is. I'm a part of all there is. All that's good in God moves through me and into my life. I'm so grateful for this, and so it is. Now, you can particularize that to a context, to a situation, but at the essence of it, we are treating the mind with spirituality. As Albert Einstein said, our problems cannot be solved at the level of thinking they were created. And what a practitioner does is they are trained in elevating their consciousness and connecting that elevated consciousness through the mind, through the heart, through the body, and out into the world. And they can help you do that through treating of the mind with spiritual principles. And when you hear us at the end of the prayer say, and so it is, that affirmation at the end is often why you might hear us call it affirmative prayer. In our training, we learned that there is petitionary prayer. Dear God, something sucks, make it better. right? I'm knocking on the door of God, and surely no one else is knocking. Like, surely I'm at the front of the line, and if I knock loud enough and I tell my sob story sincerely enough, I will receive a dispensation from some God that I believe is external. This is the faith of many of our traditions. If you do the reading and you see what their prophets said, that is actually not what the prophets taught. The prophets all taught what we teach here, which is that actually we are a part of that one thing. And to affirm that I am a part of the unity of God, and to affirm that my life is and that this situation is a very different thing. I am not asking Spirit to fix something. I am knowing that perfection is already in the thing, and I am welcoming it to show itself. If you've ever worked with young children, we use the phrase, lure them with honey, not vinegar. It's the same with everyone, and it's the same with Spirit. To graciously invite in the good that is already within something makes it blossom out. In the same way that sunlight causes a plant to bloom, a practitioner witnesses the good in the person in the session. And we help that person witness the good in their life. And that invites more of the good to happen. Because as our metaphysical founder, Ernest Holmes, said, it appears that gratitude is a causative force. And when we sit in gratitude for the good moving through things, it appears to move more. And we witness that in our lives every day. But why the stole? I had resistances. I was like, Reverend Larry, I don't really want to wear this weird scarf thing. This is not, as the youth say, this is not my drip. This is not my vibe. And he's like, Sean, this isn't for you. It's for the person walking and wanting to know who they can turn to for spiritual guidance. And it's also to remind you so that when you put it on, that is a ritual that is reminding you that when you wear that stole, you're saying, I'm available. And then he says, and by the way, when you take the physical stole off, the spiritual one is still on. And that doesn't come off. It doesn't. So in essence, the practitioner is here to be on high watch and to help an individual access their own wisdom self. Because we'll be honest, if you're listening to this talk, you've already done a lot of work. You've navigated the world's spiritual traditions. You've probably done a good amount of healing work, whether that's therapy or 12 steps or just the gift of honoring your own introspection. So you've already done a lot. So why would you need to come to a practitioner? Because we all get stuck. The dance isn't how much do I spiritually know and how can I live it? It's can I apply that on the people I don't like? On the situations that keep cropping up, baiting me to think maybe I don't really know what I'm talking about. Right? Here I am, spiritual Sean. There are still moments when I suck, when I'm like lost in the trauma or stuck in incarnation, when I'm letting the inertia of the human drama and the tragedy of causality keep me down. But I have the training to go, wait a minute. That's not the truth of objective reality. That might be the rhythm of my human drama. How do I change that rhythm? If I keep seeing the same situation pop up over and over again, trying the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is a definition of insanity. But the insanity isn't in us. It's a false disease kicking around planet Earth because we have institutions that perpetuate it. We have histories that are indoctrinating us into it. And when we come into a session, we're saying, I need relief. I need clarity. I want to get unstuck. There is this area of my life where I'm still in suffering. I'm in low consciousness. I'm not realizing what I want. The practitioner is there to help you get out of that. And in a session, we're going to meet you where you're at. And we're going to say, well, before you tell me your whole story, let's meditate. Let's pray in. Because actually, your own wisdom self is already there. And if we help you step into that and raise your consciousness, over half my sessions, the person actually was then able to access the solution. And then I work with them, okay, how do we live that solution? What are the spiritual practices? Okay, you're saying that your finances aren't realizing what you want. Let's first meditate on the infinite abundance of reality. Get your consciousness into that state. Get your mind and heart not tuned in to reacting to what has happened in your life, but dialed into what you know is true of spirit. How is there infinite abundance? Well, there appears to be something where all the matter and energy of the universe came from. That's infinite. That's as close to infinite as we can get, and we can access that same field. So it's here right now. Then we're going to help you look at your situation from that elevated place of consciousness. And your own wisdom mind will start to tease things out. And then we're there to take notes, to stitch together the pieces of your wisdom, and then help you make medicine out of it. And there's always this moment in the session where both people suddenly go, that's it. That's it. That's the spiritual practice that's going to help you with this. This is the treatment. This is the spiritual principle. This is the prayer. Because the medicine's already in you. We're like the catalyst that helps it come together. We're the fire heating the tea. But you already have all those ingredients in you, and we're going to collect it from your story, collect it from your wisdom self, and together we brew this medicine. But that moment is just the quickening moment. Then we say, what is now yours to do? The same way if you go to a doctor and you're just like, this knee's just kind of giving me some trouble. They're like, oh, we got a pill for that. You know, take 500 milligrams of ibuprofen every 6 hours until it gets better. The practitioner will say, oh, yeah, you got this false belief that's limiting you right here, right? You think that you're limited. Okay, we need to go in there and lubricate that false belief with spiritual principles, with knowing that there is abundance, with knowing that there is truth, with knowing that there is love, and apply it. It's not just a sticky note on the window, okay? Not that that doesn't work. It's the repeated affirmations. I know I am one with spirit. This is my good, and it is in my life. It's the denial of what is false. The past does not define who I am. My trauma is not the ultimate truth of who I am. What that person did that hurt me isn't going to define who I am. We're denying those negative things the right to control us, and then we're affirming our choice to reorient to spirit. Because what we train our mind on is what our emotions are going to respond to. It is what our body is then going to act from. So what's the stimulus that we want to pick? The thing that's been causing, the thing that we don't want, or what we know to be ultimately true? And the practitioner is the one that helps you get to that truth and then help you stay there. Because when you come out of a session, you're going to have a set of tools that have been created with spirit through the practitioner to you that is your medicine to keep practicing spiritual living. And it might sound complicated, but it's actually pretty easy. And we're gonna do it in 90 seconds. We're gonna do a practice session in 90 seconds, okay? Close your eyes. I want you to think of someone that you honestly really don't care for. I don't care why you don't care for them. Don't act like there isn't someone like this. And that if that someone is you, that's okay, or a part of you, okay? Now I want to ask you a simple question. Is that a child of spirit just like you? Does this child of spirit deserve the same unconditional love from God, from the One, as you do? Is your personal reason for not liking this person greater than God's love for them? Do you know this person's story? Is it possible that forgiveness and love for that person could be medicine for you and for them? Can you say a prayer for yourself and that person and mean them equally? And now can you hope for the best for that person as you would hope for the best of a loved one and yourself? Because we're all these masks that the One is wearing. But behind the mask is another you trying their best. And maybe they need that little nudge of encouragement. And maybe your heart needs the room that is being occupied by that resentment, and you can let it go. And then you can trust spirit to find the way for you and for them and for everyone else. And then once per day, when I notice that negative emotion coming up, I'm gonna forgive them, I'm gonna forgive me, I'm gonna forgive everyone, and say a prayer that we all get along a little bit better. Okay, open your eyes. We can make it more complicated than that. We can go deeper because there might be a belief that's really stuck, and we're going to find a way to make it safe to release that belief and bring in some God consciousness. Because those barriers to our better selves are what the practitioner is trained to realize. We work with the doctor, we work with the therapist, but our work is at the spiritual level to bring universal spirituality into our thinking, into our feeling, into our bodies, and out into the world. And a practitioner is trained to do that. Each one of you gets a free session every birthday, and that coupon doesn't expire. And we have some free mini sessions after service that we'd love to give to you. Because it's something that actually you already know how to do, and we're here to help. That's ultimately what a practitioner is your spiritual best friend. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.